they recognize their names quite a bit. And they, of course, you stick your heels in the ribs and pull the lines up and ready to go. They know you're going. You don't say anything. Get up. A schoolboy.
Amazing. What about, what would you say to make them stop?
Whoa.
And when backing up a buggy, were there any other different terms?
Just back, pull the reins and then back, and talk to them. Keep talking to them all the time, no matter what you'd say, just... You'd be saying something different than get up. Let's go.
What do you call horses when you, I mean, what do you call hogs? Oh, we've already talked about that. How do you call sheep in from a pasture? You happen to know that?
Never. We never had sheep at all. We've had sheep in our area.
What about, you mentioned you were talking about chickens and things like that. What would you call, what were the different calls to chickens?
Chick, 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 here, chick, here, chick.
Well, that's interesting. That's good. What about if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you would say, I want to...
What? Saddle up. Or harness up.
And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Well, I rode a horse quite a bit, and I'd guide always up my left hand, and I'd lean over this to the left. Would you pull the reins, what you're supposed to do, pull one more pressure on the left rein if you want him to go left. Have more pressure on the right rein if you want to go right. But as a rule, just take the lines, put them over here, or put them over here, and the horse will go.
What do you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If you have two horses and the horse on the right is called the what?
The leader. And if you have a double team.
That's if you have a double team, huh?
If you have a double team, you put your horse, you know what your horse is, you put on the right, and you put the horse you depend upon more on the right than you would on the left. As I recall, we never had much double team, but we've had double team.
Interesting. If something is not right near at hand, you would say it's just a little blank over.
Not right near what?
Like if it's not really right near you at hand, you would just say it's just a
over yonder would be one expression you could use.
Or a little,
it's over yonder.
Or a little blank over. How do you fill in the blank there?
A little bit over, I'd say, a little bit over.
Okay. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark. Okay, I'll say that again. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
Of course, you could say rest, but you could say, it's not the word you could use. Stay, you say we'd stay the horses. Let's stay them a while. If you're riding horses and they were heavily ridden, and let's stop and stay the horses.
And then if you didn't want to stay and you just say, well, let's just keep on going because